Hello, world. It's Wednesday. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff. Right after this. Well, it's going to be a treat. First time ever heading to Las Vegas, Nevada. I think they took the title from us here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. City of Churches? Ah, where sin abounds, and there's lots of it in Vegas. Ah, grace does so much more abound. Southwest Radio Church Prophecy Conference. It's too late? I don't think so. Looking forward to being in Billy Crone's church, Sunrise Bible Church there, Henderson, Nevada. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Going to be a great time. I know you're praying for us. Saturday, going to share my views of being in the media. Television news anchorman's look at the world today. And then I get to come back and preach on Sunday. Really excited. That new America, a flood of evil, and all the things happening. And for us Christians to realize God is in control. Gotta be a great time. Lots of first. And Mrs. Patton said, I want to go with you this time. So we're going to have a wonderful time in Las Vegas, sharing the word and fellowshipping with a great bunch of believers. Southwest Radio Church Prophecy Conference this weekend. I know you're praying. What in the world is going on? How long ago was it? Maybe a year ago anyway that I said this will never end? The big question today, will this ever end? Talking about the plandemic and shots and all that stuff. The Biden administration expected to begin the process today of expanding the booster authorization to every adult in America as early as this week, according to sources in internal planning. Why it matters, America's booster campaign got off to an underwhelming start, potentially leaving millions of people at risk. As the holidays approach, I watched Dr. Fauci yesterday say, hey, if you've got your booster shots, everything is up today. You can go ahead and enjoy Thanksgiving together as well as Christmas. Well, thank you, Dr. Fauci. We're going to do it anyway. And no one coming to our party has been vaccinated. The pandemic isn't over. It'll never be over. The data is clear that vaccine effectiveness has waned, and the rise of the Delta variant is coming on strong. Just a crazy, mixed-up world. Get your tracer shot today. And you wonder sometimes, does anyone care? Well, they do. All 50 Senate Republicans today expected to formally challenge the Biden administration's vaccine rule for private businesses under the Congressional Review Act, the official process there for Congress to eliminate the executive branch ruling. GOP Senator, all right, back home again in Indiana, Mike Braun, GOP Senator, going to lead all 49 of his Senate Republican colleagues, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in moving to strike down the Biden administration's rule, which mandates employees at private businesses with over 100 people or more to fully be vaccinated against the COVID-19 mess by January the 4th. Go get 'em, Mike. I wonder how much longer it is going to take for the current regime in Washington to completely undo about everything Donald Trump did. I think the Supreme Court's the only thing they won't get their hands on. Human Services, Health and Human Services, really, is that what it is? They've got a new memo showing that the department is moving rapidly to undo any Trump-era action aimed at better protecting your religious liberty. First heard on Fox, I think. Yeah, the HHS is considering revoking authority the former Trump administration delegated to the Office of Civil Rights to prevent violations of religious liberty. Christian, I continue to say it, you have a target on your back. That's the way the commies work. This prompts concerns about conscience protections, and our current Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra. A draft memo obtained by Fox News targeted two actions related to the First Amendment from earlier this year, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which prohibits federal infringement on the free exercise of religion. Coming for you. Pray about that one. God's in control, of course, but, oh, they're working overtime to get you. So you watch the Antiques Roadshow. My wife likes that now and then. Even my son. That's on PBS. PBS is not good. I mean, they have things like this on, of course, but Matt Schlapp is calling for the defunding, once again, of PBS. I think Trump did that. Over Sesame Street and their content decisions. Really, PBS, like so many other things out there in the world, have lost their ever-loving mind. Matt Schlapp is the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and he called this week for the federal government to stop it. Stop giving money to PBS, pointing to the latest content decision regarding Sesame Street, the kids' programs. It goes all the way down to little kids. Announced it was going to add the first Asian-American character to its cast of Muppets, a girl named Jai Young. So what race is Ernie? What race is Bert? He says, you're insane, PBS. Insane. We should stop giving you any money. Implying that it was totally unnecessary for the Muppets to be racially identified. What do you think? Other Sesame Street characters, Elmo, Big Bird, Cookie Monster, are all non-human creatures. They don't have a race. But some, like Wesley Walker and his dad Elijah, black Muppets, who the show debuted earlier this year, do have a race. Now, Jai Young, a Korean-American Muppet, will make her first appearance Thanksgiving. See us coming all together. A Sesame Street special that's going to promote diversity and celebrate Asian Americans. It's all political. Who is the prince of the power of the air running things? A little confusing, isn't it? Well, who's the author of Confute? You know. I was thinking, going through my notes here for this weekend, I'm going to talk about old people, since I am one. I'm going to tell people, not good to mess with old people. You know, the Bible talks about going to those with gray hairs in the church. There's a reason for that. Happened in Fort Worth, Texas. A grandma there. Grandma said this week that she reached out to the Dallas office of the FBI to report what she described as a terrorist threat at a school board meeting just last week. A local father who supports critical race theory had addressed anti-CRT protesters during a school board meeting and said, I got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go, before adding, they're locked and loaded. Now, this was a black man named Austin speaking up. Grandma heard that. Called the FBI. I filed a report with the FBI. LaDonna Myers, a grandmother of two who was at the school board meeting on November the 9th, told Fox News, it's their job to check out on terrorism, isn't it? And this was definitely a terrorist threat. In the Fort Worth Independent School District Board meeting, it was heard at the meeting, for those who got an issue with this critical race theory equity, this is something I fight for my children. It's the noise happening all over the country. How dare you come out here and talk about the things that my daddy and my grandparents went through in this old world, the lynchings, the oppression, Jim Crow. My kids are still being affected this very day. We're not our ancestors, Austin added. I got over 1,000 soldiers ready to... What in the world are we doing in this country? Loudoun, Virginia is where most of this... It's happening from coast to coast. Read your Bible, Christian. See if there's anything in there about critical race theory. There is. So are you feeling the Biden crunch yet? 3 more years of this, so get used to it. Everything's skyrocketing. I took Mrs. Patton around to a few thrift stores. We've been doing that since we were kids together, and it's a long time. I was amazed. One store I normally go to, St. Vincent downtown, they usually have about 24 Christmas trees for sale this time of year. There was one yesterday. Shelves were empty. One other thrift store says, we're going to be closing 2 days a week. Need help. Somebody to work, I guess. Everything's skyrocketing. How about record-high California gas prices? Put that on your Christmas list. Brian Sproul squinted against the sun yesterday as he examined the price at the Chevron station in downtown L.A. A regular gallon of gas, $6.05. As so many Americans are saying, this is absolutely absurd. Gas prices in California soaring to record levels as the holiday season approaches. You'll be paying about 50% more for natural gas if you use that in, well, this is across the board. Oh, my good. Get ready. You should have about, 3 months on savings for all of this. So, well, if you make $1,000 a month, then you better have $3,000 in the bank. But, well, that's another story. Pray, my Christian friend, not only for yourself, but certainly for others. Some are really experiencing the pinch now. Do you ever feel like you're out of the loop? Digital currencies and tokens are taking over in so many areas. It was only 5 years ago that a company called Crypto got started, and they're moving and want you to know all about them. The Staples Center, famous in Los Angeles, home of the Lakers and home of the Clippers, the Los Angeles Kings, 20,000-seat venue. All the Hollywood stars are there most of the time. They're renaming the place now. It's going to be called the Crypto.com Center. Just shows you how fast things are moving in cryptocurrency. I know nothing about it. That's another story. Just give me those greenbacks. I don't know. I just feel like things are moving so fast. I don't know what's going on half the time. New silent killer on Wall Street. Example, Rivian. Ever heard of them? Rivian. More than doubled in value, gaining another 15% yesterday with a $147 billion market cap. Now get this. It's now, Rivian is now the third most valuable automaker in the entire world, behind Tesla and Toyota. Never heard of them. Oh, more confusion. Does this make sense? U.S. retail sales rose by more than expected, 1.7% in October. What's that? Showing shoppers are burying any inflation worries they have under a pile of electronics and groceries and new cars. Walmart said more customers are shopping in its stores, and that its size has allowed it to blunt any price increases. Yeah, just hard to keep up. So you do a little something like saying, thank you. Do you really mean it, or is it just politeness to which you give very little attention? Neuroscientists have found that if you really feel something when you say it, you'll be happier and healthier. The regular practice of expressing gratitude is not a New Age fad. It's a facet of human condition that reaps true benefits for those who mean it. Psychologist Dr. Robert Edmonds of the University of California at Davis and Dr. Michael McCullough, University of Miami, published a report that looked at the physical outcomes of practicing gratitude. One-third of the subjects in the study were asked to keep a daily journal of things that happened during the week for which they were grateful. Another third was asked to write down daily irritations or events that had displeased them. The last third of the group was asked to write down daily situations and events with no emphasis on either a positive or a negative emotional attachment. At the end of the 10-week study, each group was asked to record how they felt physically and generally. The gratitude group reported feeling more optimistic and more positive about life and their lives than any other group. In addition, the gratitude group was more physically active and reported fewer visits to a doctor than those who wrote about their negative experiences. Well, amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Well, you've been sending all kinds of Thanksgiving goodies a week away. Let's get the bird ready. As soon as I get back from Las Vegas, I get a... Well, that's another story. Thanks. Are you thankful? I say it all the time. I'm sure I said it a couple of dozen times in different settings out in public yesterday. Thank you. How about those yes sirs and no sirs? They go a long way as well. Come on, show some gratitude. Where's my Bible? Life 101. Not only gratitude, passion, we've got it all coming your way. Just a moment, but first, Here's an idea. Let's show some gratitude, thanksgiving to this Christian radio station. I'm serious. Thank God Christian radio is out there to keep you straight, teaching you the Word of God. And this station has some fantastic Bible teachers. Yeah. Give them some consideration. Pray. See if you might give them something. And a lot of times over the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, gifts come in. People say, yep, I need to support this local Christian radio station, and I know they would be extremely grateful for any funds that you could offer, my friend. Pray for them. Give. Let's do this thing hand in hand, walking together for the glory of God. Amen. So, did you leap out of bed with excitement today, thinking about how you can live for the Lord because you've got such a purpose and a plan for life and you're really living life with a great deal of passion? That's what we're talking about this week. You know, everything in life conspires to keep you from being passionate, and all that stuff dissipates your energy. So many times when you first get saved, become a believer, you really understand what a great thing it is to be saved and heaven-bound as opposed to the direction you were going, and that would be hell. Quite a deal, isn't it? All my sins are forgiven, really all of them, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I now have a purpose for life, and I now have a future home in heaven. Oh, that is great, isn't it? You get excited about it when you give your life to Jesus Christ, and you're passionate. Sure you are, but you know, as time goes on, how long have you been saved? For me, what is it, 45 years? Time goes by, you begin to lose that fire. Yep, where's the zip? Where is that zest? Where's your excitement? What happened? And maybe a better question is, how did this happen to me? We're going to keep looking at this thing. As you go through the Word of God, you're going to look at some real passion killers in life, things that really take out the joy. So let's start a checklist. Can we do that? God says, I want you to love me with all of your heart. And are you doing that today? That's the question. I have preached since the start of my ministry that the Christian needs to be balanced. That means if you're overworked or you're underworked, you're going to lose your passion for life and your passion, I believe, for God. Life is a series of seasons, and I guess we would ask, then what season are you in right now? The Bible says there's a season for everything, doesn't it? And there's a rhythm in life. You have that both in your life, input, output. You need rest, you need work, you need positive, you need negative. Too much of any of this will cause you to lose your passion. Too much of nothing, boredom, will cause you to lose your passion too if you're not working enough. My guess is in most groups, half of us need to work less and half need to work more. And we're all different in our personalities, and you can go to the extreme. You know what it says there in Psalm 127, it's senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, fearing that you're going to starve to death, for God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. That's a good verse for your bathroom mirror on the refrigerator. God wants you to get some proper rest. Some of you, the problem is you're always giving out, you're always helping other, you're always sharing, you're serving, working, being generous. You never take time in your life to recharge. You need to do that, sir, ma'am. If you never take time to recharge, then you've got an unbalance there in your ministry, on the work side. And you're going to eventually get, I guess, what they call compassion fatigue. What's that? You really stop caring. You don't care about God anymore. You don't care about other people anymore. You don't care about anything anymore, really. Why is that? Burnout. Pastors get it a lot. Burning out with too much work, too much service. When you care and care and care, eventually you get this compassion fatigue. I counseled someone in radio recently. This man was kind of wondering, what is life all about? What am I doing? Should I be doing something else? And one of the first things he admitted before we got into any counsel was, I think maybe I'm working too much. I'm burning the candle at both ends, and I'm really tired. You know, some of you listening today, you're just the exact opposite. You're always taking in, but you never give out. Does that sound familiar? A Christian music artist had a big hit called Fat Babies, huh? You go to the Bible studies, you listen to the teachers on the radio, you listen to the tapes, you go to the seminars, you're at all the Christian concert, you're at all the workshops, you're in church all the time, always learning, always taking that stuff in, growing, growing, growing. You're not giving out anything. You don't have any ministry. You don't have any mission in life. You're not really helping anyone. You're just taking in all of this spiritual food and getting fatter and fatter until one of these days you're just going to roll down the aisle. Is that it? That's where you get the term holy rollers. Some of you are holy rollers. You're taking it all in. Why aren't you giving out? Do you think that's a fair question today? I don't know which one is your problem, but my guess is it's one of them. You either have too much output, not enough input, or you got too much input and not enough output. You got to decide today. I'm sure God will help you out if you pray. Talk to him about it. Can it be that you get too much of a good thing? How about if you're nonstop Bible study? That is your life. Where's the balance in that? Bible study without ministry is extremely dangerous because the Bible says in James 2:17, to him to knoweth that do good and doeth it not. What is, oh, it's sin. Do you believe the more you know about God's plan for your life, the more responsible you are to God for that knowledge? And the more you know, if you don't do anything about it, you're simply increasing your judgment. You're increasing your responsibility because God holds you accountable for what you know. So the Bible tells us that you need both in your life. You need input, you need output, you need to work, you need to rest, you need balance in your life. What's that in 1 Timothy 4:7? Take time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Got to do it. I'm not sure how. Balance. We all know to be physically fit, you have to have a balanced diet. To be spiritually fit, you have to have a balance of God's mainstays in your life. I give you our top five all the time. Read your Bible daily, pray daily, serve others daily. That would incorporate soul winning, telling others about Jesus, and discipling those who are new believers in Christ. You got to have fellowship with other believers. That just makes sense. Birds of a feather. And you need to be in a good Bible-believing church and serving there. Do those five. Your life will change. You need to have time to worship with God privately and corporately. You need to have time when you're with other believers. Have times when you're reading God's Word, growing as a Christian, talking to God. Times of ministry, they're serving God, giving out, using those abilities. And you need times of mission where you're sharing your faith with others. You know, if you tend to go to seed on any one point, I've had people that just have amazed me in prophecy. It's such a big deal. And it's easy to, just like if you're studying demons, to go overboard. I mean, it really is. I had a gentleman want to meet with me, and he gave me dozens and dozens of books on prophecy. I could never get that guy to come to church. Did he know prophecy? Oh, he did. What is that all about? See, if you're doing that, have nothing else as a problem. If you seek all kinds of ways to have fellowship and be where Christians are, that's a problem. A lot of Bible study, nothing else, imbalance, imbalance, get it? And you will inevitably lose your passion. You're going to go to this. How come I don't feel as close as God as I used to feel? Because you're out of balance. Number one reason people lose their fire for Jesus Christ. Are you balanced today? And finally, here's the way it goes, seniors. Two old friends met on the street. After chatting for some time, one said to the other, "I'm terribly sorry, but I have forgotten your name. You need to tell me." The other stared at him for some time and then said, "How soon do you need to know?" Oh, come on. Been there, done that. Maybe not to that extent, but well, you know. That's it. Another day. Hello, world. Monday through Friday right here. Thanks so much. Join me on Facebook. Many of you did yesterday. I'm very grateful. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Thanks so much. Tomorrow, behind the microphone, Timothy Hill. So grateful for him. And that's the way it is. Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your day.